on a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change.
Good morning. Yes, that's the Beatles. On the September the 4th in 1968, their song Revolution came out on this day in history. And welcome to This Day in History. This is Mark Steiner. And in 1781, interesting, Los Angeles was founded on this day by 44 people, settlers, Spanish settlers, Mexican, who came up from Mexico. 26 of those were of African descent. Part of a history we don't think about or know, and maybe LA and America are going back to its roots, very deep and long roots. This is a day in 1875 that was the beginning of the end of Reconstruction in Mississippi in the South. This is a day called the Clinton Massacre, when Democratic Party forces and what became later the Klan attacked political gatherings, and 30 African-Americans and their white supporters were killed in this day in 1875. This is a day in 1882 that Thomas Edison flipped the switch, the first commercial electrical power plant in the United States history, including 1 square mile of all of Lower Manhattan. People call this the beginning of the electrical age, September the 4th, 1882. Changed the nature of our entire culture in many levels. This is the day in 1886 that Geronimo surrendered. Geronimo, of course, being the great Apache leader who stood and fought with very few men against the American forces. And on this day is the day that that he retired. On this day also, this is the day in 1949, we talked about a couple years back, the Peekskill riots took place when Paul Robeson attempted to sing in Peekskill, New York, by the Canadian border. That happened on this day in 1949. This is the birthday of Richard Wright, the great writer, was born on this day in 1908, as well as Albert Schweitzer was born on this day died on this day in 1965. That is our day in history. There's much more to our day in history, but we are going to let you check it all out at steinershow.org and get ready for our conversation on the Ukraine. Stay with us. We'll be right back.